kids. I'm a caterpillar. Today I'm going to tell you how my food determines what I look like.
You mean what you eat changes your appearance?
Yes, my color and shape. You've got it, Uncle Bob. And it also saves my life.
Neato. What kind of a caterpillar are you?
Call me the Catkin Caterpillar.
Catkin Caterpillar. Clarabelle, right?
Right on.
Well, Clarabelle, the Catkin Caterpillar, welcome to Nature Corner.
Well, thank you, Uncle Bob. I've never been here before.
Why not? Where are you from?
Oak Creek Canyon in Arizona.
Ooh, that's a beautiful place.
Well, thank you. I also have relatives in the canyon country of New Mexico and Texas.
You like canyons. Why are you called the Catkin Caterpillar?
Because I eat catkins.
Okay. What are catkins?
They're the male flowers that grow on oak trees.
Really? The kids said they didn't even know oak trees had flowers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How else could the tree grow acorns?
Okay. They understand now, Clarabelle.
Want me to explain what catkin flowers look like?
Sure.
Exactly like me. Take a good look.
Okay. Well, let's see. You're an inch long. You're a pretty gold color. You're fuzzy. And you have rows of dots on your back.
Good description. A catkin looks just like me.
Okay, so you're saying the catkin flower on the oak tree is gold, fuzzy, and about an inch long.
Right, and the intelligent creator put dark pollen sacs up and down the length of the flower.
Oh, are they like the dots on your back?
Yes, I was designed to look exactly like this flower that comes on the oak tree every spring.
Well, that's perfect camouflage.
You can't tell the difference between the blossom and me.
Yes, that way the birds can't pick you off for their high-protein breakfast.
You've got it. Did you know I wouldn't look anything like that if I didn't eat the right breakfast?
Yes, you said your food determines what you look like. Explain that, though, Clarabelle.
Well, as soon as I hatch in the spring from that tiny egg my mama laid up in the oak tree, I begin eating the catkin flowers.
Ooh, that's perfect timing.
Explain.
All right, you're saying when you hatch from that egg, the catkin flower has to be in bloom right then.
You're right. That is perfect timing. The great creator planned it that way so I could survive.
So as soon as you hatch, the little oak catkin flowers are opening up too.
Right on. Inside me, there's a strong desire to eat those flowers.
How long before you look like one?
Well, within a couple days, that neat flower food changes me so I look exactly like the catkin.
Boy, that's true flower power.
Yes. Power, the wise creator god put in the catkins so it will signal my genes to look just like the flower.
Neato. How long do you live?
Only 2 weeks as a caterpillar, Uncle Bob. Only when the catkins are in bloom on the oak trees.
Boy, what perfect timing by the master designer.
Oh, you haven't heard anything yet.
Really?
Yes. After a couple weeks as a caterpillar, I'll spin a cocoon and change into a pretty light green moth.
That's interesting. You were a golden caterpillar.
You're right. And when I come out of my cocoon, I'm a green moth, about an inch wide from wingtip to wingtip.
Do you stay close to the oak tree?
Yes, because that's where I'll lay my eggs after Mr. Moth and I mate.
Say, Clarabelle, a girl wants to know when you lay your eggs.
Early summer.
When do the eggs hatch?
In a couple weeks, depending on how warm it is in the canyon.
I see. More baby catkin caterpillars then, huh?
You've got it.
Will they eat the catkin flowers?
No, there are none to eat then, Uncle Bob. The flowers are done blooming.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiO. So what do the little baby caterpillars chow on?
Oak leaves.
No kidding.
Yes, Christ the great creator put tannin in the leaves.
Does the tannin change their looks any?
Yes, it makes them look like brown twigs on the oak tree.
Clever.
A clever creator, Uncle Bob.
Really, Clarabelle? So they look like little brown inchworms now, right?
That's exactly what they look like, and they camouflage perfectly with the twigs on the tree.
So the summer caterpillars look like twigs, the spring caterpillars look like catkin flowers. What would happen right now if these caterpillars changed their food to catkin flowers?
They'd become fuzzy gold caterpillars with brown dots on their backs.
Just like the spring caterpillars, huh?
That's right.
But now there are no catkin flowers, just twigs and leaves, and your little children will look like them.
Isn't it perfect timing, Uncle Bob?
Oh, it sure is, Clarabelle. It'd be bad news for your little babies if they looked like catkin flowers when there were none on the trees.
Oh, I know it. A lot of intelligent engineering went into me by the Lord God.
You bet. He designed you to live in the oak trees.
And he causes the food from the oak tree to send signals to my genes to make me look exactly like what I eat.
Super. Say, tell the kids and me what happens to these young caterpillars that look like twigs.
Well, they grow up, spin a cocoon, change into a light green moth, and lay eggs on the oak tree.
When do they do this?
Late autumn.
When do these eggs hatch, then?
Not until spring, Uncle Bob.
Oh, and they'll hatch just at the time the catkin flowers come out on the oak trees.
They'll chow on them, and in a day or so, will look exactly like the flowers.
And the cycle begins all over again.
Well, I thought you did find this interesting, Uncle Bob.
Oh, you better believe I did. It tells the kids and me how wise and intelligent the Lord Jesus Christ the Creator is.
Right. He engineered my genes, so special food makes me change my appearance.
Catkin flowers and oak leaves.
That's all, Uncle Bob.
Mm-hmm. What a super creator you have, Clarabelle the Catkin Caterpillar.
Hope you know him and love him, kids. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember him while you're young, okay? You'll never be sorry.
Right. Take a couple minutes today, kids. Read about him in John chapter 1.